92.3 and AM 1620.
Share your thoughts by texting or calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back. Here it is, Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Just a reminder that you heard on WEAR, right there, our TV partner, that WSRE has Rally, which is the candidate forum, general election candidate forum. And just a reminder, we're going to be carrying that for you live right here on News Radio 92.3 right after the show. So if you're out and about, and then you can tune into that. Or if you're not out and about and you just want to listen to it as well, you can do so on the mobile app. Just download the mobile app, look for News Radio Pensacola, and you can get it that way as well to stream it. So WSRE Rally 2022. And with that, Rally 2022, you're talking about Congressional District 1, Florida Senate District 1 and 2, Florida House District 1 and 2. And then just a reminder, next Monday will be the only debate between Governor DeSantis and Charlie Crist. We'll be carrying that live as well. That'll be at 6 p.m. though. So WSRE's Rally coming up right after the show today. Gubernatorial debate on Monday. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
We're still seeing slow traffic on I-10. This is going to be going in the eastbound direction as you're getting onto the Escambia Bay Bridge. We had a trailer get a little bit out of control and have a bunch of gravel fall onto the bridge. It's still all over the bridge. Got a call in that it's not cleared up just yet, so still seeing some major slowdowns because of that. That's going to start seeing those delays before you get to 9th Avenue, and that's going to continue onto the Escambia Bay Bridge if you're heading in the eastbound direction. Our slowdowns on East Olive Road have cleared up, and we are starting to see our fair traffic starting to improve, but definitely still seeing some slow traffic. As you're approaching the Pensacola Interstate Fairgrounds, that's going to be the both north and southbound lanes on Mobile Highway at Pine Forest, as well as southbound on Pine Forest is slow moving. 98 throughout Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre, checking in clear. If you see something else on the road slowing you down, just give me a call to the traffic line. That number is 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right. I've got this. Let me hit top three stories here real quick. Liz Truss has resigned as the UK Prime Minister after her tax plan caused market turmoil. Kevin Spacey did not molest actor Anthony Rapp in 1986, at least according to the jury. And the CDC has voted to recommend the COVID-19 vaccine for the immunization schedule for kids to attend schools. Now, that means it's on the list of recommended vaccines, but it does not, but they can't, it's not, that does not make it mandated. I did kind of knee-jerk reaction earlier when I found out about this, because I thought that meant it was going to be mandated for all kids to attend school. It's up to the school district, or in some cases the state, to determine if they're going to mandate that. But still, oh my goodness gracious, great balls of fire. If I didn't have a good friend who happened to be talking to, but right when it happened, they could have calmed me down. I mean, I was livid. Why would you do this? If this is the very first vaccine, I'm putting that in air quotes. How about this? It's the very first shot that they've added to the list where they haven't released the clinical data information pertaining to it. It's really the very first shot on the list that doesn't prevent you from getting the virus that it's meant to protect you from. And it's the very first shot on the list that doesn't prevent you from spreading the virus. Why in the hell would you spread that around? Would you make that mandatory? And we've covered this so many times before in the past. When you look at the latest data of COVID-19, 0 to 17-year-olds comprised of the third around the third largest group of people who contracted COVID. That's right. 0 to 17-year-olds get COVID a lot. They're the third most age group to get COVID. However, they were the smallest age group to die from COVID. 0.08% of all the COVID deaths. Let me repeat that. 0.0% of all COVID deaths come from that age group of 0 to 17. You're talking about 7 to 8 million kids got COVID. Less than 700 died from it. And you're going to knee-jerk reaction over this? Are you kidding me? You're going to force kids to get this when we're finding now statistics that are showing that you can have adverse reactions. You can have cardiac arrest. Are you kidding me? You're going to mandate this for the kids? I've said this before. The data does not support your fear of COVID-19. Frankly, for any category, except for those over the age of 75. That would be the one category I go, all right, you might want to go get a vaccine. You might want to make sure you social distance. You might want to wear a mask every now and then, you know, under certain circumstances if you're over the age of 75. But you know what? Some of my friends I've talked to who are over the age of 75 are like, I've lived my life. If I get COVID and I die from that, like, I'd rather get COVID and die from it than to live the rest of my life like, you know, a zombie, you know, not being able to go out in public and not doing all these things. I was like, well, yeah, I mean, that's up to you. But so you know, you got about a 13 to 14% chance of dying from COVID if you do contract it. And that's the high age, that's the high risk group. Everybody else, unless you have some sort of comorbidity, cancer or something like that, you're good. It's just, is what it comes down to. And so I've said it before, especially 0 to 17, when you have 0.01% chance of dying from it, and it's like, why in the world would you ever risk the future of your child by vaccinating them with an unknown vaccine? That's not even a vaccine. It's a shot. Why would you ever risk that? It's irresponsible. And I can't believe, and I know there are some parents, I have friends who've vaccinated their kids as soon as there was available. And I've told them, you're irresponsible. And I really believe that you will be judged by God for your ignorance. The information is out there. You're purposely choosing to not be informed, and you're risking your child's future health because of it. Possibly they may not be able to have kids. They may have other reproductive issues. They may have heart issues. We don't even know what else might come about. And you're risking that when on a virus where they have a 0.01% chance of dying from it. Why would you do that? Luckily, we have Governor DeSantis in our state. I know a lot of parents are concerned about that because if it's on the immunization schedule, then the fear is that schools could potentially mandate your child to get a COVID vax, a COVID shot, even if that's something you don't want to do. But as long as I'm kicking and screaming, there will be no COVID shot mandates for your kids. That is your decision to make as a parent. Oh, thank goodness for Governor Ron DeSantis. Now, just as crazy as like the CDC is for recommending this to be on the immunization schedule for kids. I mean, it's just, I was saying earlier, like that is the definition of asinine. How in the world? Why? I would love to sit down with all these individuals and talk to them. Because one of them actually made the argument of the reason why it needed to be on there is because COVID's here to stay. Yeah. And the flu's here to stay. And you don't mandate a flu shot with kids. And Bobby, it's not the same thing as the flu. It is for kids. You know what? You're right. It isn't. More kids die from the flu than they do from COVID. You're right. Not the same thing as the flu. Moderna's CEO today just basically came out and said, or on Monday, said, it's basically the same thing as the flu now. It's only really bad for those with vulnerabilities. So as asinine as the CDC was for recommending that today, here's the FDA's official Instagram page. They show a meme, and it says, that feeling when you find out people in other pineapple houses aren't boosted. And it shows that meme of SpongeBob SquarePants looking exhausted and getting up out of his chair. And it says, what's that? You're not boosted? All right, I'm a head out. So, like, okay, they post that meme. People are just ripping into this. Like, they shut the comments off after just a very, like, after only like 300, they shut the comments off because people were blasting it so bad. This is illegal marketing to children. I love this quote. They go, what's that? You're not boosted? I'm a head out. Cardiac arrest. Like, it cut off the sentence because he had a cardiac arrest because he got vaccinated with the boosters. That's kind of funny, actually. So it just goes on and on. Others saying, just stop. This is the dumbest thing I've seen. And then all of a sudden, one of them comes up and says, seriously, who is responsible for posting this, posting on this account? It's truly unprofessional. The FDA actually replied to that. Whoever's managing the FDA's account. And it says, there are a million accounts out there where you can contribute to a positive discussion. Nothing says you have to follow this one or even comment on it if you don't like the content. What? This isn't an opinion, like a fun little account that you're running. This is the official account for the Food and Drug Administration. And it says there's and first of all, it's a misspelled too, by the way. There are a million accounts. There are a million. It just seems. And then it says, instead of saying nothing, they spelled nothing. They left the H out. Nothing says. It's like, oh boy. And so it goes on and says, there are a million accounts out there where you can contribute to a positive discussion. Nothing says you have to follow this one if you don't like the content. If I don't like the content, the FDA shouldn't be putting out stuff I should either like or not like, or think it's cool or not think it's cool. The FDA should be giving me facts, or should be giving me reports of things that they're reviewing, or recalls, things like that. That's why people follow the FDA. They don't follow it for your funny little meme, you moron. Oy vey. I'm trying to stay calm. I just can't do it. All right, let's get traffic on the fives and we'll get a quick break. We'll come back with top trending news.
Well, we are still seeing some slow traffic on I-10. This is going to be in the eastbound direction as you're approaching the Escambia Bay Bridge. It is improving and definitely just seeing a little bit of some slowdowns now. But just keep that in mind. If you're moving towards the Scenic Highway exit, you're going to still see some slight slowdowns. Also, we have some delays as you're approaching the Pensacola Interstate Fair. This can be north and southbound lanes on Mobile Highway as well as southbound on Pine Forest is slow moving. Other than that, we're looking pretty good on 29 and 90. If you see someone else, just give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
Here, the CDC and politicians are stoking fear just to make money, and most of our nation is starting to wake up, possibly. No. Vaccines have never been 100% black and white, 100% immune and not immune, so I agree with everything else you say, but there is no change in the definition. But the thing is the vaccines, what these vaccines do compared to, what past vaccines have done compared to what this doesn't do, is night and day. You're right. There is no vaccine that truly prevents you from getting a virus. But what they have done is prevent you from spreading it. Is definitely what they try to do. And that this one doesn't do that. And that's their argument right now about why they need to mandate it for kids, because it'll help keep them from spreading it. It doesn't. And so that's the thing, is the premise that they're using to approve it to be on the vaccine schedule is a false premise. Got another text here. Let's see here. Wow, you sound like such a fool, man. Oh, okay. I'd love to know why you think that. What did I say that was foolish? I'm serious. What did I say that was foolish? I just shared statistics and then my opinion of people who don't follow those statistics. And then I shared facts, which is the FDA is supposed to be sharing facts, and they're supposed to be sharing pertinent information, not propaganda. What was foolish about what I just said? Because I'm passionate about it? Is that what makes me foolish? You can't be so passionate about that, Bobby. I mean, come on. Is this the EUA? We will not be doing this, sir. I find this bizarre. I'm sorry. It's all come down to this one sentence still. The facts, the data does not support the fear of... It doesn't support the fear, period. We don't have to say anything else. The facts and the data do not support the fear of COVID-19. That's what it comes down to. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. We're like super late. I don't know. All right, David, let's just hit David real quick. Let's have him do like 30 seconds.
All right.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
And your abbreviated top trending news this hour. Top Federal Reserve official says rates are going to be rising for a while. Philadelphia Fed President Patrick Harker says he believes the nation's going to see rates above 4% by the end of the year. He also says progress on battling inflation has been disappointing.
There you go. Abbreviated version of Top Trending News. Coming up at 7 o'clock, we have the WSRE Rally 2022, so be sure to stick around for that. Let's call right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. We've got a another update here. Coming up at 7 o'clock, we've got WSRE's Rally 2022 for you, live right here on News Radio 92.3. I got another text here. I did bring up this was one of the top stories I was bringing up earlier. We're talking about COVID, and there's and basically the CDC committee recommended the COVID vaccine to be on the immunization schedule for kids to attend school. That does not mean it's mandatory, but it is on the schedule for them to attend school, which now opens up the door for school districts to make it mandatory if they want to. I've been railing on it all day today. I'll just tell you straight up. I was straight up pissed. I was livid when I saw this earlier because the data doesn't make sense. The COVID vaccines, none of them prevent the spread of COVID. None of them prevent you from even getting COVID. What they could do if you have, what they can do is they can help you recover from it if you do get it. But children 0 to 17 did not have access to the COVID vaccine, and less than 0.01% of them died from it, even though they didn't have access to it even. They don't need help to recover from COVID. Those with vulnerable immune systems and the elderly do need help to recover from it, but kids don't. So why in the world would you make this mandatory? Why would you even put it on the recommended schedule? Doesn't make any sense. So I've been rolling about it all day. Here's a text. But with that being said, about COVID, there's a couple other stories going on with COVID. One of them is that Moderna CEO says it's like the flu and only the vulnerable and the elderly are going to need the COVID vaccine. If you're younger, you're going to have to make your own decision if you want it. The other story, though, that's going on is that there is a bit of a surge of COVID-19 going on in places like Manhattan. They are finding up to a 20% increase in COVID in Manhattan. So we got a text about that. Story is on the news tonight. A guy caught it from a grandson while visiting another state several months ago. He probably caught it at a daycare. Nasty stuff. Urgent care sent me to the ER. Sent me to the ER. I took several hours to diagnose. Probably had 5 negative COVID tests because it mimics. No cure. Got better on my own after a few days. Highly contagious. Stay healthy. There is a surge of RSV. Oh, yes. RSV is much more difficult. Yeah. Yeah, I saw that as well. Okay, I missed the RSV. Well, I'm glad you made it. I'm glad you're safe now. But that's the thing. A different rant real quick. This will be a 10-second rant. What's wrong with social distancing? Why can't we just keep social distancing in place? It does bother me. Like, we can do things to be healthier. I don't want the flu. I don't want the cold. I don't want RSV. I don't want anything. And it's as simple as social distancing. We don't have to be on top of each other all the time. It's starting to bother me that like everybody's getting on top of me now. I'm not like a Howard Hughes germ freak or nothing. I'm just saying, like, we can social distance still. Nothing wrong with that. All right. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Oy vey. let's get traffic on the fives, and then we'll do a sports hit.
I was going to say, you take a breath, I'll do traffic.
All right.
But our roads are looking good right now on I-10 and I-110, not showing any delays. We are seeing a lot of people heading out to the fair for opening night, so we're seeing slowdowns both north and southbound lanes on Mobile Highway as you're approaching Pine Forest Road. Expect those slowdowns also on Pine Forest in the southbound direction. Checking in clear throughout Highway 90 in Milton and Pace, as well as 98 throughout Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre. Lastly, we do have an accident reported by FHP that's going to be at the intersection of North Pace Boulevard and West Fairfield Drive. Not seeing major slowdowns because of it, but just keep that intersection in mind. See someone else, just give me a call at 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
Here's your sports hit.
All righty, your sports hit here. We got Thursday night football coming up tonight on Amazon Prime. New Orleans Pelicans taking on the Arizona Cardinals. Both teams not having a very good season thus far. Both teams are 2-4. Right now, Milwaukee Bucks are beating the 76ers by 5 points on TNT. And when that game's over, the TNT will have the Clippers against the Lakers. NCAA football's underway. Georgia Tech has the ball right now against Virginia. That game is still scoreless. And USA is playing Troy. And that game is sold out, by the way. And with that, there is, so with that, they are scoreless still. I tried to refresh the score. Troy has the ball right now, still first quarter. Major League Baseball, middle of the first inning, still scoreless between the Yankees and the Houston Astros. And in hockey, scoreless between Anaheim and Boston. Nashville's beating Columbus 2-0. Montreal over Arizona 3-0. San Jose over the Rangers 1-0. Washington is beating Ottawa 2-0. Pittsburgh over LA 3-0. Dallas over Toronto 1-0. And a scoreless game between the Islanders and the New Jersey Red Devils. Then when it comes to sports news, you've got one of the big stories. The College Football Playoff Committee has still undecided on the date for college football expansion. And Dak Prescott is going to start for the Dallas Cowboys this coming Sunday. So that is your sports hit. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi. Let's get today's sign of the apocalypse.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
Oh, yes, today's sign of the apocalypse is a woman. So police showed up to a house to evict a guy. While they were trying to evict him, he's been there apparently for 2 years and refused to leave. A lady pulls up, defending him by unleashing bees on the cops. She basically pulled up with some beehives in boxes, and she smashed them to the ground and aggravated the bees right around the right next to the police officers to get them to attack him. Well, wasn't there a scary movie that was about like this? The Sandman. It's like the Sandman movie or something like that, where he turns into bees and stuff. Like right around Halloween, I don't need to be anybody attacking bees, like having bees attack somebody on purpose. And who's going to attack? I don't even get it. I don't get it. But there you go. Woman sicking her bees. Sick them. She's sicking her bees on it. She had her bee suit on too, by the way. So she's like totally protected. And she's sending out the bees to go attack the officers because she felt like the guy didn't need to be evicted even though he'd been in the place for over 2 years. Okay. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here next, we'll take a quick break, come back with a quick update from David Wayne in the newsroom. Right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Let's go to David Wayne in the newsroom real quick. David, what's up in the news?
Well, Bobby, about a year now after that deadly on-scene accident on the set of Rust, apparently they're now making plans to start resuming production of that movie, but not in New Mexico. They're looking at locations in California now. The movie of course, was halted October 21st of last year after the accident with Alec Baldwin, where he fired the prop gun and killed Halnya Hutchins. So be interesting to see, I guess, what happens there. I think the investigation was still ongoing, too.
Yeah, I believe it is still ongoing. Last we saw something. Now, they did have a trial type thing, but I think it was just a preliminary like trial. I believe the investigation is still going on. So, all right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. So once again, WSRE Rally 2022 tonight. This is the candidate forum that's going to have a U.S. Congressional District 1, Florida Senate District 1 and 2, Florida House Districts 1 and 2. And that'll be on at 7 o'clock tonight, live right here on News Radio 92.3. And then, Monday, we had the gubernatorial debate coming up. So this is going to be the only debate between Governor DeSantis and Charlie Crist. Monday. Oh, and that's at 6 o'clock. So we'll actually cut the show a little bit early in order to carry that debate live for you right here on News Radio 92.3. I saw this story here. You ever been a mosquito magnet before? And you know, like, why are the mosquitoes just attacking me and they're not attacking you? It's weird. I've seen that happen. I've only had that experience once, really, where like I'm the one getting chewed up, and it's when I lived in the Philippines for 2 years. Every time I moved to a new place for like 3 months, like every 3 months I moved, and it's like for the first 2 or 3 weeks, I would just get chewed up by the mosquitoes. And then it's like they get used to my blood or something and just be like, you know, every now and then get a bite, but not so bad. Then I'd move again and just get chewed up again. So that's the only time I've ever experienced like being a mosquito magnet. Scientists at Rockefeller University now have figured out why. It's your body odor, but not odor that actually humans can smell. It's they put stockings, nylon stockings, on people's arms for 6 hours to let their scent transfer to the material. Then they set them out and they tried to figure out which, you know, stocking the mosquitoes gravitated towards. And some were 100 times more attracted. Like the mosquitoes were 100 times more attracted to certain nylon stockings than others. So they pulled those stockings out separately and said, okay, what makes these different? And they had one thing in common. There is an oil in a person's skin called carboxylic acid. And those nylons that attracted the mosquitoes more had more of that carboxylic acid than the other ones did. So what do you got to do about it? I'll tell you coming up in a second. But first, let's get traffic on the fives.
Well, I-10, I-110 looking good throughout Pensacola. We are still seeing some slowdowns if you're heading to the Pensacola Interstate Fair. Expect to see a little bit of traffic before you get onto the fairgrounds. That's going to be north and southbound lanes on Mobile Highway are slow moving, as well as Godwin Lane and Pine Forest in the southbound direction. If you're not headed to the fair, don't take Mobile Highway if you... if you don't want to sit in some traffic, take Blue Angel or find an alternative route. See someone else, just give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So researchers found that mosquitoes are actually more attracted, or they're basically attracted to this oil in our skin called carboxylic acid. The more of it you have, the more mosquitoes will be attracted to you. And so this acid, this carboxylic acid, keeps our skin moisturized and protected. And some people produce more of it than others. Now, we can't smell it, but apparently the mosquitoes can, and they flock to it. And that's why some people are mosquito magnets and others aren't. Now, here's the thing. The study found that changing your diet doesn't make a difference. Showering doesn't make a difference. If the mosquitoes love you for your carboxylic acid, they're always going to love you. There's nothing you can do to stop it. Now, this will obviously open up a door for them to try to come up with some sort of new bug repellent that will maybe block the scent or something like that. But yeah, there you go. It all comes down to the oil in our skin, apparently, and you can't really get rid. I did get a text earlier said, if you eat garlic, up your garlic, then they will leave you alone. I don't know. I don't know about that. I ate a lot of garlic when I was in the Philippines. Almost every meal I made, I started off with sauteing garlic and onions. Like almost every meal I ate is how I started off everything. So, and they just chewed me up like crazy. But I don't know. I'd be willing to give it a try if I had that problem. I don't have a bigger problem, though. That's kind of what I was saying before. Like, it's not a huge problem for me, but for some people it is. I saw this story that U.S. birth rates have been on a decline for years and years and years and years and years. And suddenly, 2021 got a little bit baby bump. 6% increase in birth rate, in fertility rate. And wow, really? All right. Huh, I wonder what happened the year before that would have caused 2021 to have an increase in birth rates. Oh, I don't know. Maybe being locked down in a house forever with each other. Forever with nothing to do but Netflix and chill. Yeah. Yeah, that's probably what did it. They said the biggest increase was women under the age of 25. So, there you go. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi coming up here next. Got WSRE's Rally 2022 for you on News Radio 92.3.